Accra Industries, like most businesses in Port-au-Prince, was hard hit by the quake. The company manufactures metal sheeting for construction and also imports sugar and rice, among other activities. Some of its buildings were destroyed, and others suffered structural damage in the earthquake. Marc-Antoine Accra is a member of the family that operates the company and its four factories. He says plans to rebuild are taking shape, but employees are afraid to work in concrete buildings, like those that collapsed in the earthquake. Six workers died outside the plant in the quake, and some lost family members, but no one was killed inside the factory compound. Many workers who lost their homes are living on company property with their families. Some neighboring families are also staying here. They are receiving medical care and food from aid groups. The company is importing sugar and rice again, but Accra says the port is only partly working, and cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Accra hopes to get some of the businesses up and running in 2 weeks. He says others will take several months to restart. He hopes international aid groups will support businesses like his and become customers. The United Nations Development Program and many international aid groups say they buy locally whenever possible. Accra says his workers were paid for January, but at least 250 were laid off in February and will have to wait weeks or months to get their jobs back. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.